Hello everyone, my name is Micah and my podcast is going to be about bees and how they contribute to the environment. When most people think of bees, they think of they make honey and they pollinate flowers. But bees actually do a lot more than we think we do. As I was doing my research project, I found out that bees actually contribute a lot to the agricultural business with even besides flowers, they also help with trees, crops, and a lot of the food we eat is pollinated by bees. Bees actually pollinate 1 in 3 flowers. They pollinate, and they pollinate a lot of the crops we eat. And some of the crops that they pollinate that we eat are actually like almond trees. They actually in California have a shortage of bees over there, and they're having issues with pollinating all their trees over there and all the acres because of the bee population decline. And also one of the crops that bees pollinate and that they make that I didn't even know they did was blueberries, raspberries, squash, and pumpkins. So if we didn't have bees, then we wouldn't have any of those with us. And I did my research on bees because it was a really important topic, I thought, and I was curious about it because I saw a documentary about bees and how much they do for us, and if we don't help the declining bee population, then we will run out of crops, food, flowers, and it will be a really big impact on humans as a society. And through my research, I found out that they're in Europe, they have passed a law of where they can't use certain pesticides over there because they found out that the pesticides actually kill the bees and actually hurt other mammals around. It affects their nervous system, and it can actually hurt them and kill them. So they actually put a ban on it. So they can't use it anymore to help the declining bee population, because over the past 5 years, the population and the hives that beekeepers have found have decreased by 30% or more each year from bees dying. And scientists are trying to find ways to... So over in Europe, they're actually trying to help to prevent the bee population decreasing. And also, the beekeepers are one of the main ones on the front lines that are actually helping bees to stay alive longer. Since they are on the front lines and actually have the beehives and know what they're doing, some of them are actually finding out that mites and little other insects are getting into the hives and killing the larvae before the bees actually get fully developed, and the beekeepers are actually fighting the mites and killing them off so they can keep the larvae alive. And also other people are using different types of hives also that they use to get the honey, but not destroy the beehive or the bee comb or the honeycomb and keep the bees intact so that the people don't get stung less. So the beekeepers don't get stung as much, and it keeps the bees less agitated. And also over in the US, they've done studies to find where bees go and get the flowers most to go pollinate, so that they can find a radius of where they go get the pollen, so that they could try and make it a protective environment and try and do protect it so that the bees don't die and we don't kill their land by putting new houses or other agricultural stuff that could hurt them. And also I'm gonna add in and talk about some food. Is my stepdad makes a stuffed French toast that he makes every year just for Christmas Eve, and without bees we wouldn't be able to make that because we add honey and cheese and heavy cream, and bees have a part in making all of that. And if we didn't have all of that, then we'd be able to make that, and it's very delicious. And bees are way important, because if we didn't have bees, they would actually affect humans way more than we think. And thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to my podcast, and I really enjoyed this class.